Recording this at 2 p.m. Eastern Time on November the 12th. It is Wednesday. I am Todd Wright. Thank you for listening to my podcast. We approach 400 lifetime episodes of this podcast. We've also done 10 seasons and roughly 500 episodes of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We've done some other things along the way as well to put us over the 1,000 mark. Thank you very much for your patronage. Thank you for your ears. And some of that goes before there were podcasts. When I did my national shows for ESPN, the Sporting News, and various other outlets, some local to the state of Florida, specific to Tampa and Orlando, and even some fill-in gigs in Miami when I wasn't doing student radio on WVUM-FM during my time at UM. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Heads and Tails. I can't say enough nice things about the store, the website, and everybody that I've met involved with Heads and Tails, a boutique sports apparel and gift shop on West Kennedy Boulevard in Tampa, and you can visit them online at theheadsandtails.com. Good people who care about offering you licensed items. And as you start to think about holiday gifts, all I can say to you is walk in this store. If you are in Tampa, you've probably driven by this store a lot. It's on West Kennedy Boulevard. When's the last time you walked in? The minute you walk in, you will see the quality behind the people and what they do here. The organization, the lighting, the cleanliness, the overall products that they offer. It's one of those where if you have somebody in your life you're going to need a gift for the holidays, and they like the Bucks, the Lightning, the Rays, the Gators, the Noles, or the USF Bulls, and you don't know what to get them, but you'll know it when you see it, that will hit you in this store. I challenge you to do it. The website is very easy to navigate also. If you can't get into the store physically, the website is theheadsandtails.com. But I encourage you to also visit their store to see what I mean on West Kennedy Boulevard in Tampa. I also want to thank Brandon Legal Group for their continued support of everything in my podcast universe. Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. They hope you are never in need of legal assistance, but if you are, they can offer you a free consult. Simple as that. Visit BrandonLegalGroup.com, or if you prefer to call, you may do so at 813-902-3576. Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm, servicing the greater Tampa Bay area. My email is right.todd@yahoo.com. Before we talk about a few Week 11 NFL games and what they mean, potentially, I went to a Bryan Adams concert Monday night in downtown Tampa at the arena. I enjoyed it. Seems like everyone who was there did. It was a gap on my lifetime concert resume. I'm not the biggest card-carrying fan of Bryan Adams, but at one point he said during the show, I'm going to play as many songs as I can remember tonight. And I remembered most of them. I'm glad he did too. So, it was nice to attend an event in the building where there was no game presentation. It was an old school concert. You walk in, you know how it works, and that's what you get. And what we got was good. The other thing, and I had no plans for it, but I took a photo behind there, I sat in, I think, section 106. And right as I left to go out the doors and head to Hattricks, there's a bar there. And there's always been a bar there. So they were cleaning up. I actually left with a few songs to go. I'm one of those who just wants to beat people out. I didn't need to wait around for Summer of 69 and Cuts Like a Knife. I enjoy those songs very much, but I wanted to go. I'd been there a couple hours. And I took a photo of the pricing of the alcoholic beverages. It was my first visit to the building in a few years. I don't think this pricing gets enough attention. And with the change in ownership, I can only hope these prices and prices on some food items, non-alcoholic beverages, goes the way that it has in Atlanta, thanks to the owner of the Falcons, and Phoenix, the owner of the Suns, and perhaps there are others who have rolled it back. Because it got ridiculous a long time ago, and I think these numbers are ridiculous. Reading from the menu, from the bar, premium cocktail, single $16, double $28.25. You can buy a bottle of that liquor rather than get two shots of it in a drink if you go to a liquor store. House cocktail, $14. For a single, $25 for the double. Wine by the glass. The single is $50, the double is $30. What's the point? No price break. And I give away, actually, enormous bottles of wine at every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament now, often connected to a Ruth's Chris gift card. It's a double or a triple magnum, something like that. It's like 3 liters. It's huge. It's just something fun people look at. And in addition to the Ruth's Chris gift card, they want to win that big bottle of wine. Just don't drop it. I pay less for these big bottles of wine that I give away at golf tournaments that hold like it's 3 liters or more, double magnum or triple magnum, something like that, than the double wine. So are you just buying the double wine because you don't want to come back for your second drink because there's no price break? Wine by the bottle starting at $51.75. So you can buy the whole bottle. And I'm sure that that bottle goes for much less than that retail. Neutral, $20 per can. Cut water, $17 per can. Premium draft beer, $19.25. Domestic draft beer, $17.75. Domestic canned beer, $17. Bud Light Seltzer, I didn't know that was still a thing, $17. Mick Ultra Zero, $12.50. Really? An alcohol-free beer and you're going to pay $12.50 for it? What's the point? I want to thank entities like the Tampa Bay Lightning for where I'm at in my life. Not only did I not purchase any of these items when attending the Bryan Adams show on Monday night, I saw people enjoying them. I'm not going to judge those people for enjoying them. I had no plans to make that purchase. I didn't make the purchase. I came, enjoyed the show, and I left. But it was the rise in prices of alcoholic beverages at concerts and sporting events that I attended for many years of my life that helped me get to where I'm at right now. Where's that? You hear about people doing a hard month. Have you heard this? I know someone right now who's doing a hard November. I know someone who did a hard 75 recently. I know someone else who's doing a hard 90. Some of these also may involve other things, exercise, diet, getting up at a different time, etc. But almost all of them involve no alcohol. It's a choice. And fortunately, it's a choice I chose to make as well. I did a hard April, and it's never stopped. And we're now on November the 12th. So I even reached out to the person I was talking to who was doing the hard November, and I said, hey, how's that going? I did a hard April, and I'm still doing it. And I want to thank, wink, wink, organizations like the Tampa Bay Lightning, and there are so many others out there who raise the prices of alcoholic beverages to ridiculous levels for years now that led me to this point. Can I buy those drinks? Can I afford them? I can. Some people can't. I can. I don't want to pay you for that, and I'm better off not having it at all over the last now nearly 8 months. So, thank you. I made the choice to stop, but I do hope you follow the lead of owners with this ownership change fully coming in a couple of years. And roll some prices back on these non-alcoholic beverages, some food items. I get you're in the business to make money, but can you look at this board and see what the problem is? Can you look at these numbers and see what the problem is? I did, and it helped me change my life. I was not an alcoholic. Sadly, I know people who are or were. A common theme for them is they don't have a choice, which is why they seek out, and it's great that they do, help. I didn't seek out help. I just made my own choice because I could. And I'm proud of my choice, and I speak on behalf of me and nobody else. All right, let's talk football now. Looking ahead to Sunday, three games where in many people's minds, one or both participants in Super Bowl 60 are going to come from these three games. The 4 o'clock window has Seattle at LA against the Rams. They will play each other again later in the season, but this is the first of two. Kansas City visits Denver, also in the 4 o'clock window. They will play again later in the season. And the primetime game on NBC is Detroit, already with more losses than they had last year, against Philadelphia off their win at Green Bay. You can look at this however you want. There are four NFC teams. There are two AFC teams here. The previous podcast I did, the previous Todd Wright Toddcast, sort of talked about who are the true Super Bowl contenders. Almost all of them are playing in this game. I still think Green Bay can get there. They're still very young. They're still figuring things out. They may or may not have the right people in some key spots. But I think they're in the conversation. Other than them, yeah. I've talked about the Rams, talked about the Eagles. Others talk about Detroit and have for years. Some are more ahead of things on Seattle than me. I think they're getting there. I'm paying attention. It's why I'm talking about them in this podcast. And Kansas City and Denver, to me, might be the two teams to beat. Even though, as we speak, Kansas City wouldn't make the playoffs. But the playoffs don't start this weekend. They don't. There's time. So we can look at this from the teams involved. It's going to get, if the Chiefs lose, it will get attention of, wow, the Chiefs are 5-5 through 11 weeks. And it will be brought up, they wouldn't make the playoffs right now. But there's still 7 weeks to go. To me, they're the only ones of these three games that if they lose, it will raise a lot of questions. I think more of the attention on these three games will be who wins, Seattle or the Rams, the Broncos if they win. The Chiefs, if they win, will get attention. It's like they won that game head-to-head against Denver, a team that hadn't lost since week three. Of note, Denver has only been beaten by walk-off field goals, and one of them was a second chance. And then Detroit and Philly. The Detroit loss might get some attention because they're in a division where they are fighting to win it. And beyond that, could fight to be a wild card. In the end, I think they probably will be. Dan Campbell just took over the play calling. I'm not surprised by that. I questioned who was doing the play calling from the moment they hired him. But I think there's more here for who wins, unless there'll be attention on the Chiefs either way, right? They're the Chiefs. If they lose, the sky is falling. They're a 500 team. They've lost a key divisional game, so they can't win the tiebreaker outright against Denver, even if they win later in the season. There's still 7 weeks to go. In the end, until they're not in the postseason, in my mind, they probably are. There will be some red flags on Detroit if they fall to Philly. I think they will. But it's more about who wins these games and what it means for them and the attention that they get. I'll end on this. The Bucks at Bills is not in this group. It's just more of the same. The Bucks and Bills, for a handful of years now, are teams that aren't viewed as Super Bowl teams. The Bucks lose in the early rounds of the playoffs, often in the first round. The Bills lose to Kansas City in the playoffs, in any round. Anywhere. Doesn't matter. Two common denominators. Maybe some of you saw this coming. Head coaches with defensive backgrounds who are not involved enough with the offense, their quarterbacks, and fail often in game management. One of these teams will lose, barring the tie, which won't be good for either of them. And there will be a lot of attention, more attention, I think, on who loses Bucks-Bills, both at 6-3, then who wins? No win here, I think, should be celebrated. It's a win, better than a loss, but the loss will raise more red flags. No Buccaneer pun intended. Because if the Bills lose, they will have now lost to Patriots, Falcons, Dolphins, and then at home to a Bucs team that hasn't really looked good for a month, with games coming up at Houston and that defense, and at Pittsburgh the next 2 weeks, and then 2 weeks later, they go to New England. If the Bucs lose, they're suddenly 6-4, with recent losses to the Lions, the Pats, the Bills, if they lose, and then they got to go to LA to play the Rams. The Bucs could win the division maybe with as few as 8 wins. They've done it before in this recent run. They've been in an 8-win team and won the division. The issue for the Bucs is not being good enough to earn a first-round bye or avoid teams in the early rounds of the playoffs that they are more likely to beat. They continually check in as the 4 or the 3 seed, and they lose in the opening round or the next round as that seed. I talked about how on ProFootballTalk.com before the season began, every person who contributes to ProFootballTalk.com, every single person in making their preseason playoff picks had the Bucs in the playoffs as a division winner and losing in the first round. Each of them had them losing to somebody different. That's the only difference between the Bills and the Bucs. The Bills' problem is they always lose to the Chiefs. The Bucs' problem is they lose to everybody because they're not good enough. They don't put together enough wins in the regular season to get the first round bye or to get the 2 seed to avoid these better teams that they host often on the Monday night first round game of the playoffs, and they often lose it. 1 year they won it, and then the next week they went to Detroit, played well, and they lost. No trips to the conference title game under head coach Todd Bowles. No wins in the postseason for the Buffalo Bills under Sean McDermott, who I still like to remind you is one of 2 head coaches who lost to Urban Meyer's Jacksonville Jaguars. The other, yeah, Brian Flores. There are some thoughts from me. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Heads and Tails. Visit their website at theheadsandtails.com. I highly encourage you stop in their store on West Kennedy Boulevard. And, of course, Brandon Legal Group, your full-service law firm. For a free consult, visit brandonlegalgroup.com.